Imagine for a minute that you're Governor Jerry Brown. You're in Sacramento trying to pass a budget that will shrink the state's deficit to only $9 billion. You're pressured to save school budgets and deal with prison realignment, that touchy and expensive stuff, when suddenly you get the news. The Supreme Court has given you a gift, a $1.7 billion gift. Yes, the state could be seeing all of that money, and soon, since a California court ruled in favor of shutting down more than 400 redevelopment agencies. Good for balancing the state's budget? Yes. But the collateral damage? Low-income housing projects stuck in limbo? Revitalization projects at a standstill? So now cities and counties are scrambling to figure out how to deal with the loss of these agencies on February 1st. With the loss of state redevelopment funds, the city of Oakland loses about $28 million. And as Mayor Gene Kwan said in a press conference yesterday, that means big changes.
We realized that we just couldn't cut in the regular way. You trim a little bit here, a little bit there. We had been planning to, and this now speeds up, to reorganize the city, to merge departments, to cut administrative levels, to look at how we could do things differently. And that's basically what we've done here. We've not just made the redevelopment cuts, but we've reorganized so that we could save public services and the staff that supports them to the largest extent possible.
That's Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan. Still, after issuing 2,500 pink slips to city employees last week, she says more than 100 will probably not be invited back to work. The final cuts are scheduled to be announced next week. To talk about how this will affect the city of Oakland, we're joined now by Robert Gammon, co-editor of the East Bay Express. First off, Robert, I'm wondering why Oakland seems to be so deeply affected by the loss of its redevelopment funds.
Well, redevelopment has become an important part of the city over the past 10 years, especially during Mayor Jerry Brown's administration. The city, under his direction and the city council's direction, decided to expand redevelopment throughout Oakland. The whole idea was that Oakland has many areas of deep poverty, and those areas need to be redeveloped. They need to attract new businesses, especially more housing into the area, affordable housing. And so the best way to do that in California is to create redevelopment areas so that you can take the tax revenues that are generated in those areas and then use it to reinvest back into the economy. For Oakland, it also means having to hire people to manage that process. And so the city of Oakland has 150 to 200 employees who have been managing that process throughout the city over the past decade. And so those people are going to be laid off with the elimination of redevelopment.
Are there any benefits to shrinking the city government at this point?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the city of Oakland's government is not bloated. It's been cut back drastically over the past several years through numerous rounds of budget cuts. And so at this point, you're just depriving citizens of services.
Statewide redevelopment agencies accrued a $30 billion debt. Was the money in Oakland being well spent, in your estimation?
Some of it was, and some of it wasn't. I mean, there were some projects that have been questionable over the years. But also, the redevelopment has paid for Jerry Brown's 10K plan, which brought 10,000 new residents into the downtown area. It's revitalized in the uptown area and created a whole new entertainment district with a refurbishment of the Fox Theater. So it's done a lot of good. It's also paid for a lot of affordable housing in Oakland, which is much needed.
And that was something that Jerry Brown really supported when he was mayor of Oakland.
Yes. I mean, he understood the power of what redevelopment could do. In fact, when I was doing a story a number of years ago about one of his redevelopment projects, which is the Forest City apartment project, I asked him, is this really worth $50 million in public subsidies through redevelopment? He said, yes, it is, because this project will help turn around an area. And, I was skeptical at the time, but over time, he was proven to be correct.
It seems that in a city like Oakland, where there are a lot of different projects that government needs to invest in order to bring the neighborhoods up, this is going to have not only a short-term effect of the loss of jobs now, but a real long-term effect because investment isn't happening.
That's very true. You know, another aspect that's kind of being missed here is that, you know, Oakland, because of its long industrial history, has many brownfields in the city. This is, you know, sites that have been polluted with toxic chemicals over years of use, and they are just sitting there, still toxic. And redevelopment was a key way to clean up these areas. And without redevelopment funds, it's unclear whether that's going to happen. So this is environmental impacts as well.